with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Trading hours are back in the spotlight.
Trading hours.
Mandurah's retail trading hours.
Yeah, right.
The Coastal Times are now reporting on a poll that suggests 70% of residents would like Mandurah's retail trading hours to come in line with Perth.
Right. So what would that be? What's the Perth
Well,
ones?
Metro have 8 till 9 weekdays and 8 till 5 Saturdays and 11 till 5 on Sundays, as well as public holidays. Mandurah has 8 till 6, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 8 till 9 on Thursday. So a little bit longer during the week is the short.
So there's no late night shopping on a Thursday. It's just every day is late night.
Well, yeah.
And the weekend's basically the same.
Looks like it.
Because the weekends I've always thought 11 on Sunday and Saturday's always normal.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So okay. There you go.
So no late night Thursday is,
well, yeah,
is what
Thursday
they want.
Wouldn't be the only late night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it comes down to. 70% in support of the change, 10% opposed, remaining 20% neither supported or opposed. The survey conducted by Close at Hand Consultants on behalf of a mob that own Lakeland Shopping Centre and hold shares in Halls Head and Mandurah Forum. So, look, sure, you could certainly suggest that they were trying to prove a point there.
Mm.
But at the same time, I don't know anyone that wouldn't necessarily like the convenience of being able to grab, you know,
milk. No, I think it's a good idea, but I don't know how many people actually do
would
it.
Take advantage of
you
it.
You know, like again, in Perth, I think it's a great idea, obviously, because people working longer hours. I don't know. I feel like down here, it's a bit more laid back. I don't know if there are many people that need to get to the shop after 6 o'clock on a weeknight.
Well, I mean, look,
be a
I
few,
do.
But is it enough to keep them open? Is it enough to pay the wages of the people that are in the shops for the extra 3 hours?
I guess that's the question, isn't it? And look, it's not like you can't go to the supermarkets of some sort. The IGAs, the independents are open anyway.
There is shops to go to. It's just the big shopping centre, isn't it?
Yeah. So, look, there's a lot to talk through.
Don't
obviously,
know.
You know, the council have kind of, they've sort of said no every time this has come up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we shall get your opinions. Maybe we'll take a straw poll over the course of today and see if, you know, anyone else is keen. If you want to give us a buzz, 9581597 3. What do you reckon about shopping? Yes. Now, speaking of shopping, Coles has launched its Christmas range.
Nice.
Or it will. It's foods and stuff. Little gourmet dishes and stuff. Little gorgeous things.
Little gorgeous Christmassy things.
To be fair, Christmas decorations and trees have been up lots of places already, not up on display, but
there's people all over Facebook I've seen that have put their trees up already.
Donna put ours up this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, it was just sitting there being stored. Why not? Put it up. It's on a night.
Work
time.
It up.
It's lovely.
It's crazy.
It's a year that needs a bit of
joy.
You've
got to be sick of it. You've got more than 2 months to go.
Never Donna. Donna, I just called you Donna. No, never, Nikki. Never.
2 months of Christmas tree.
I would never get rid of it. Never get sick of it, and that's that. Now, their Christmas range, if you're wondering, they've got chocolate and hazelnut mousse. Sounds good.
Delicious.
Spiced rum pudding. Yep. And passion fruit and white chocolate mousse. They're working on a centrepiece salmon roast. For the past 3 Christmases they've been working on, they've finally got one to wow customers. So it's two
salmon roast.
Beautiful pieces of salmon with a stuffing made of feta, spinach, parsley, leek and lemon with a load of breadcrumbs and butter.
Okay, I've never heard of a roast salmon for Christmas.
Well, neither have I.
Sounds great.
We already love seafood.
Yep.
Perhaps this is just the next frontier for Australians. Anyway, essentially, Christmas is here. Is the point, that's what I'm saying.
It's on.
Well, and Australia Post have already said get your orders in. So
I think ordering stuff definitely need to be organised.
Yeah.
Nikki and Tamello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first off, the Mandurah Boat Caravan 4-wheel drive and camping show kicks off tomorrow.
Woo!
Yeah. David Gray's Arena, Rushton Park, runs across the weekend with food, entertainment, plus, of course, info and displays, all the stuff you need about outdoor life.
Mm-hmm.
Worth pre-purchasing tickets, and you can still do that. Check Mandurah Boat Caravan 4WD campingshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a few international days that are falling today. October 15 is International Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
So today we honour babies who passed away from miscarriage and stillbirth or postnatal causes.
Very sad.
Terrible stuff. It's the International Day of Rural Women too, where we recognise the critical role and contribution of ladies in the country. And it's also, and this is very appropriate for the year, it's Global Handwashing Day.
Yeah.
22% of men have confessed to not changing their underwear every day.
That's disgusting.
17% of women. have admitted to re-wearing their knickers. This is according to an online retailer survey. This is the mob called On Buy surveyed almost 3,000 men and women about their underwear hygiene. And now, I love how obviously it was anonymous enough that people went, yeah, all right, I'll tell you the truth. Because who would fess up to this in real life?
That is foul. Why would you rewear them?
1 in 20 men, 5%, admit to wearing their pants more than 5 times before washing them.
Their pants or their underpants?
Well, this is an underwear survey.
Okay.
So I'm assuming this is underwear right. 5 times before washing them.
Right.
For women, that number is 7%. And of those that admitted they didn't change their undies on a daily basis, 76% of men and 69% of women revealed they turned their undies inside out for a cleaner feel.
Yuck! You're all feral. Change your bloody undies.
Now, look, people, it's important that you change them.
Yes.
They go on to describe all the terrible things.
Oh, I don't need to know.
No. But just, can we just safely say that underwear is necessary? And underwear in a way acts as a barrier to protect our clothes, as it's easier to wash them our underwear regularly than it is our clothes. So
I don't want to know anymore.
If you're deciding the solution is not to wear underwear,
no.
That's not fixing things either.
Get it for $2. Go and get a new pair, please.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, the man, the myth, the legend, mm-hmm. Malcolm Blight. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Nikki DeMello. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. Now, look, the most controversial talk, I think, relating to football this week has come out of the Sydney Swans chairman, Andrew Pridham, who's urging, perhaps the suggestion that 18 clubs aren't necessary. What do you reckon about that?
Yeah, interesting call, isn't it? I mean, there's got to be an evaluation of the AFL business. I think the COVID has opened up the door. Probably every club's going to do it, whether they do an internal or external. I think you've got to start looking and thinking, well, hang on, if the 30% of people are going to have to go from football departments, there's probably 30% of people are going to have to go from the AFL. And no one ever tells us how many numbers they've got there. It's quite a secretive little business.
Yeah. Well, he's questioned Gold Coast, St Kilda and North Melbourne. These are the names that I've heard. And perhaps not surprisingly, the other Sydney outfit.
Actually, some are saying GWS are better performed than the other Sydney outfit at the moment, so maybe they should be on the rack.
It's very controversial.
All right. Well,
yeah, I don't think anyone in charge of the game needs to reduce the game. What we should be doing is increasing spots for the game, that is, both in men's and women's football. I think the talk of downgrading just doesn't make any sense to me. We've got to be a growing business.
You are right. The questions have to be asked about how to cut costs after what was a pretty devastating year all round. So interesting. Now, the other one, are we sharing turf now, are we? A strip of lawn from the MCG is in a truck on its way to Brisbane to be shoehorned onto the surface so the Vics can still say the grand final was played on the traditional turf.
That's all been an optical illusion. That hasn't happened. It's been CGI. You know, in the films now we've got CGI, all the imaging we can do. It's just an image thing. It's just a thing. It's an optical illusion. It's not real. Okay. It couldn't be real. It's fake grass anyhow. Fake news. Oh. Fake news.
It's a bit like your dad offering you some of his hair to wear on your wedding, isn't it? It's like,
What a strange offering.
It did me well, son, so this is good luck for you.
Anyway, oh, goodness. Anyway, we have got some football this weekend.
We do.
Finals. Port Adelaide, Richmond. Wow. This is a big, big game.
They're both
going to
be
happen?
Big games.
Yeah, it is. It's preliminary final. I've called this dancing with your sister. You're out where you want to be. You're not quite where you want to be, you know? It's one of those things. You're not to the grand final. So some years ago, I did say that, and it's been used. Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's because you're not quite there. But I found out this morning. I've been in 11 preliminary finals. Would you believe 11 with 9 wins and 2 losses?
You've danced with your sister 11 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness. So it's 9 times she had to walk off, but then I kept going. Yeah. So Richmond, Port Adelaide. Look. Last time Port Adelaide played Richmond was around 11, and they had 7 of their best players out, Richmond, including their captain Cochin, the midfielders Presti, halfback Hooley, and Edwards Alafu. So really, really important players were out. I just think they might reverse at this time. The Richmond team, it's in their time, their dynasty, and I think they can go on and win it from there. But anyhow, Port Adelaide have been great.
They have.
I just think Richmond.
They are a ferocious team at the moment.
It is hard to imagine a team beating them when you see them out there. You're just like, I can't actually pick if there is another team that can really smash them. But
all right.
I've been running the last 3 years. Yeah, they've been good.
And then Saturday afternoon, it's a feline showdown as the Lions play the Cats at the Gabba. I got a vibe about Brizzy. What do you reckon?
I'm on that page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually on the same page, yeah. My heart says Geelong, but I just think Brisbane, like last year they learned a lot. They played in their finals. This is the second year up there and finally won a final. They're going to be Kuka Hop and Hooper Cock.
You're confusing us whatever way you go on that one.
So they're going to be very happy because they won last night.
Do you mean cock a hoop? I don't know what that means.
That's the one.
Yeah, I'm with you. That sounds like a game that no one wants to play.
My mum used to say that, but I think I've inverted it or converted it. I've picked Brisbane just in a really tight game.
Two massive games.
Likely in your eyes, it'll be a Brisbane Tigers final.
Yeah, at this stage, as we look at the penultimate round, I love that word, penultimate. It's a long word and I can say it. Did you say penultimate?
Penultimate.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
That means the one
right.
before the last.
Indeed.
The last dance with your sister, in other words.
and on that wonderful mental picture, we shall wish you all the best. It'll be a big weekend and we'll look forward to seeing what happens next week.
Yeah, and we'll jump through the hoop together. Bye-bye, guys.
Cheers, Belton. I noticed there were some traffic dramas yesterday afternoon on the Kwinana Freeway when a rubbish truck dumped its smoking load of rubbish onto the southbound lanes near Canning Highway. Now, I would say props to the driver, because if you notice that there's something smouldering, burning in the back of your rubbish truck, I'd probably be inclined to dump it too.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for the drivers around him. I mean, it was obviously an issue.
Yeah, just how do you just make that call? Just like, whoop, let's dump the load quick.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, I feel like it was probably the right move.
Good on you.
But I tell you, after that for a start, and the traffic dramas that go with it. Yeah. But I'm just looking after the bushfires and then COVID and then the horrendous presidential debate. And then weirdly enough, I was watching Gruen. Todd Sampson on Gruen actually wore a T-shirt with a cartoon of a burning skip bin.
Okay.
And now, rubbish in flames holding up afternoon peak hour traffic on the Kwinana. It is now official, without any doubt, 2020 is the year of the dumpster fire. If ever there's a symbol that just describes 2020...
2020 is the skip bin?
Dumpster fire.
Yep.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news, the one and only Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Ariana Grande will release a brand new album in the next few weeks. She revealed the news by tweeting yesterday, "I can't wait to give you my album this month." Simple as that.
Goodness.
Not even a song release or anything. Just, hey, I've got an album coming out soon.
No hints, no trickiness to try and work out.
Nah.
No clues to follow. Just,
she's
it's coming.
Straight up and down.
All right.
It's also just been announced that she has joined the all-star cast of the upcoming flick, Don't Look Up. Now, this sounds amazing. She will join Jennifer Lawrence, Timothy Chalamet, Chalamet,
right.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Jonah Hill, Kid Cudi, and Matthew Perry.
Gee, that's a lineup.
It's a movie about two low-level astronomers who embark on a media tour to warn mankind of an approaching asteroid that will destroy Earth. The movie is coming to Netflix sometime next year.
Nice.
Going to be a big one.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes has a documentary coming to Netflix. The film is called In Wonder. Reportedly will be an intimate look at his life and journey, filmed over the last few years, and is out on Netflix November 23rd.
Cool.
His album called Wonder drops on December 4th. Kanye West has revealed a new song on Twitter. Apparently his team was so hyped he just had to drop it. It's called Na Na Na.
Who do you talk about? Na Na Na. Doing everything they did in the lab. Nah, nah, overthrow. Send the drones in. All the maneuvers. Feeling cold in. I don't need a strike back. I
let God fight my battles.
Ain't strapped with a trap, let it thunder with it, yeah.
Next time you text, can it wait? You were talking to a presidential candidate.
There we go. I knew it had to be in there somewhere.
So good.
There is a lot happening in that.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Love it.
There you go.
Luke Hemsworth. That's right. There's another one.
Yes.
Says he wants to join his brother Chris Hemsworth in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and play X-Men's Wolverine. Hugh Jackman has played the character, of course, for the last two decades, but says that he's done now.
Oh,
so let's keep it Aussie. Bring another Hemsworth in. Why not? And speaking of Chris Hemsworth, he is going to be in the Mad Max prequel called Furiosa. Now, that's based on Charlize Theron's character Furiosa from the 2015 Mad Max movie.
Right.
So they'll begin filming on that one next year. Everyone's very busy at the moment.
Clearly.
And ladies and guys, if you've ever dreamed of pashing Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson might be about to ruin your dreams. She was on a recent Goop podcast with Gwyneth Paltrow and revealed their kisses weren't all they were cracked up to be.
The thing is, every time I kiss McConaughey, it's like there's just something happening. In the end of Fool's Gold, we're like in the ocean. We like had the plane crash, and he had snot all over his face.
Way to ruin the magic of cinema, Kate.
Nikki and Tamillo back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.